One market. They deserve more
gold. Greetings, members of the Planetary Union. I am Communications Officer Asimov, and I have been tasked with introducing this podcast to you. The recording you are about to hear is brought to you by Captain Greg E. Hochstetler and First Mates Miranda Fisher, Tim Treese, and alien expert Dr. Kevin O'Brien. Follow at Official Orville on Twitter to see all information dispatches from the crew, and go to officialorville.space to leave a comment on an episode or find links to subscribe to the show or rate and review us on iTunes. The mission is to explore the space. This is the official, the Orville podcast.
Goddamn, maybe it's those thighs that kill me from time to time. I'm the only one that sends shivers up your spine. Oh, I know how you like it, and I know that you like to ride it.
Listen to the Orville podcast. Don't listen to Hollywood Handbook.
Hello, all you aliens in the Planetary Union, and welcome to the official The Orville podcast. I'm your host, Captain Greggy. I guess, am I the host? And am I the captain? I think I am the captain. That's established. I'm the captain for sure. But am I the host? Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm the host. Okay, I'm the host now. Welcome to the show, my first mates, my lovely first mates who I love dearly. But first of all, security expert, security officer, Miranda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I would say you're definitely a host of the show.
A host, okay, a host.
Yeah.
Okay. I can live with that.
I think if anyone was going to call themselves the host, it would be you.
Mm-hmm.
But without question, you're a host.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. All right.
Yeah, and you're the security you're the security expert, so I have to listen. To
that's right.
You say, yeah, every time you say security expert, security officer, both.
I can be both.
Well, no, see, I want to just be very clear and precise in what I'm saying. Also,
if I'm the security officer, then I'm probably also a security expert. Like, how do I get my job if I'm not an expert?
Absolutely.
Oh, nepotism.
Okay. No. I get it. Okay, I see what's happening here. Okay. Welcome to the show, first mate and alien expert, Dr. Kevin O'Brien. Kevin, welcome to the show. I don't mean to dilute the expert label
by
giving it to Miranda. I'm sorry.
Thank you, because I'm not the alien officer.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'm not over here claiming alien officer. First of all, ACAB. So, you know.
Some of us can do both. Some of us can do both, and some of us can't.
Yeah. That's... Some of us can play both sides of the aisle. I get it. Yeah.
Some of us know how to sit on a fence, and some don't.
Yeah. Whatever. The grass is actually green on my side. Actually, it's brown because of the shit you're flinging. onto my side.
Oh, that's fertilizer. Shouldn't it be green?
Well, it's like, that's why I said it's green at first. But then I, you know, it's like a both, you know.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So you're welcome. You're welcome for the fertilizer.
Anyway, yeah, and good also, to be here. Happy to be here. Yeah.
Great. Yes. Great to have you here, Kevin. And that other voice you hear happens to belong to science officer and numbers guy, Tim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Captain. I'm curious, we have officer and expert and guy. Curious what those three tiers, is it possible for me to get a promotion to numbers expert? You can answer at the end of the episode. You don't have to answer now. I don't mean to put you on the spot. But I feel like I deserve it.
I don't know. I think Kevin will be on my ass if I give you expert. We got to come up with something else. We got to come up with another thing. I get numbers guy maybe isn't the best. And I don't even know if it's accurate. Like, are you kidding?
You're all science officer.
So, yeah, he's science officer. Like, that's pretty good. Like, that's good.
You eat in the officer's mess with Miranda.
If you're not the numbers guy, then who is?
That's yeah, we need point. A numbers guy for sure.
Could I be like the none of numbers?
None.
None of numbers.
Yeah, because I have my ruler that I hit kids with and have numbers on it.
Okay. Would we possibly be you know, the target of this ruler?
No. Only Catholic children. Trust me.
Okay. All right. This one I do.
You guys aren't Catholic children, right?
By the end of the episode, I'm not a Catholic child personally. No.
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 Yeah. And then you're safe. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the none of numbers. And maybe you'll think of a different one by the end too. Who knows?
I think maybe if it's like the movie was, there was a scary movie with the nun, right?
There was.
Recently. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So call yourself scary none of numbers.
If you're the nun of numbers, does that mean you're like spiritually married to numbers? Is that what it means?
Oh, that's interesting. And if you're the nun of numbers, like you hit Catholic children, are you Catholic?
Yeah, that's really confusing to me.
Right.
That's good.
Well, you know, the written numbers are Arabic symbols, so this may be...
Right.
Right.
True.
Interesting. These are fair critiques of my concept. We'll take them to heart, and you know,
you use fold Roman, in the imperfections. Roman numerals.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And then there's no way, I don't think, with Roman numerals to do all the irrational numbers. I've got trouble. Can we just please move on? I'm like sweating.
No, yes. We'll figure that out by the end of the episode.
You should have just accepted the scary none of numbers and just
Okay, fine. The scary none of numbers. If that ends things, sure. That's who you are.
No, that makes the whole Catholic connection a lot more clear to me.
Okay. Tonight, what we're going to be doing on the podcast is, you know, I've decided enough's enough. We need to buckle down and really kind of get through a couple of these episodes. We drag our feet. We philosophize about each of the episodes. We pore over the scripts looking for, you know, clues and things like that. And we, it takes so long, you know, just digesting each of these episodes, but time is passing us by. The whole season is already out there and has been for, you know, several months since August, actually. So it's time for us to just watch these episodes. And if we have to do that so quickly, if we can't pause every 10 seconds to, you know, compare pixels on the screen to each other.
Right. Looking for Easter eggs.
Exactly. You have
comparing scientific inconsistencies. All of the different ways it mirrors our society. If we had to stop every time we saw like a metaphor.
Right.
It would be too long.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we usually do when we watch these episodes, and that's why it takes so long for us to make these episodes. But what we're going to do tonight is we are going to watch a complete episode from start to finish together as a podcast, but also as a listening audience. We're all going to gather together. You're going to listen to us. And the episode. And then, I mean, you could watch it on your TV. That could be a really great way to listen to this podcast.
Hey, listener, are you shaking right now? It's okay.
Yes.
We're going to hold your hand, and we're going to walk you through this.
And while we're holding your hand, we need you to swear while you're holding our hand. look us dead in the eye and swear, once this episode starts, you will not pause. You'll listen from start to finish. This is the this is the toe top promise that you have to extend to us. And yeah, I mean, we have to take your word for it. You have to be honorable, but I assume if you're a listener to this podcast, I have to assume, you know, honor is very important to you.
Yeah, and we've to make this take this really seriously, we've provided a customized version of this for every listener where we say your name and it becomes a contract. So Valerie Bryant, this is
Valerie doesn't listen to this show.
And that's not even her last name anymore.
True.
God, it's like, so 2001.
Cliff, maybe?
Cliff the Birdman.
Oh, yeah. We could get Cliff so easy. That would have been... Damn it. Too bad I'm not editing this one. So we're going to be watching Season 3, Episode 3. Mortality Paradox. Wow.
Number.
Yes, that's very interesting.
This is kind of like the Larry Bird episode 3-3.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Hmm.
This one was directed by John Cassar.
Isn't that Isaac? Or am I
his name's John, not Isaac. He just told you.
No, he did some like 24 stuff, and he won a bunch of
Now he's doing 33. This is crazy.
Oh, this one was written by Cherry. Oh, I should not have started. Cheva Previtt. Some wrong.
It's the person that is on The Simpsons.
Exactly. Yeah. A Family Guy. Family Guy.
A reality show guest.
Same thing. Not The Simpsons.
Okay. She's an executive producer on Family Guy and a co-executive producer of.
She must be rich. What?
I know. Yeah. For real.
Wow.
Yeah, why?
But she's also a comedy writer. So this is going to be a really funny episode. I can't wait. So we're going to just start.
What is this episode called? Immortality.
Mortality Paradox.
Ah, I like that.
Okay. Go on. All right, so we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1, press play.
This is an hour long? Wow.
It is, yes.
Oh, they're an hour long. I honestly forgot.
Just a little loud, maybe. See, normally, I would be pausing, checking out the constellations, verifying...
Right. Accuracy, yes.
Kind of positioning the ship in my space.
Exactly. You know, not exactly where in the galaxy they are right now.
Right.
How's the volume now? Better?
Yeah.
You can also control them.
It's too low.
It's too low?
It's too low?
Maybe I should turn it up and Kevin should turn it down?
Oh, I see. Yeah, maybe okay. I'll turn it up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I can turn it. Right.
If you're listening at home, you can also adjust your own volume.
I recognize the staircase from the Orville Experience, the video game. The staircase is in the Orville Experience.
We should play that sometime, beat up together.
Yeah, there's not much to do with it, as it turns out.
That is cool that they want us to video game.
You want us to meet up in real life so we could play the virtual Orville Experience together? Is that what you're saying?
Man. Well, not necessarily, although that would be good.
I would love that. I would love that. Yeah, well, if you spend a week
with my parents, first of all, this is... You have a this show's about to pass the Bechdel test right now. For the most part.
How are your mom and dad? Turn Kevin
on. Oh, no, her dad.
Oh, captions. Captions are helpful.
I'm going to say it's really... Critique of this episode, it's really hard to hear what they're talking about over us. I think the food's going to keep him from pursuing a
full-time career as an alcoholic. But if the uniform's on, we can
handle it. You guys.
Sounds relaxing. Compared to the truth.
Sounds like she's going on vacation.
I put my report in your file.
Oh, she's coming back from vacation.
You're on vacation.
Has she been in the season yet? Did we just forget about her? System.
It was pretty faint, so my guess is they're long gone. But
first of all, listener at home.
I don't remember her opening any jars of pickles.
No idea. But I thought the captain.
Anytime I'm speaking, turn it up.
Permission to return to duty.
Listener at home. Keep your hand on that dial.
You recognize those two voices, by the way, so we don't have to identify the characters.
Right. We don't have to say everything that's happening. They can watch it.
They're in their car right now watching the show.
Ooh, what are they called? Celine chocolate.
Driving so she brought this she brought like homemade treats from her heavy home. Remedy, heavy dessert, but they already have a food thing that makes you any food that you want. Like, why bother?
Also, she's from a totally different planet. Why would they have 30 days. Like the exact same foods but slightly different? Wouldn't it be something more exotic?
Has yeah, it seems me to that get way.
Summer body. You'll thank me.
Clyden, is his name really Clyden?
Captain, this is most peculiar.
We just call him. We call him everything else.
From the surface of Naran 1, 13.4 light years from our present position.
Well, that's impossible. You must be reading it wrong.
Negative. Oh, nice, I'm incapable of error.
Whoa, look at them getting along.
Rock. It always has been.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm reading it too. Coherent pulses, not background noise.
Maybe somebody's down there. Mining crew or something.
The electromagnetic emanations are far too numerous. Such intense and modulated signals can only be produced by the collective energy output of a substantial population of life forms.
Gordon, Naran alter course for Naran 1.
Aye, sir.
They must love those kind of moments. They can just stick whatever in there. They could just use the same one, like, every episode. I guess the planet would have to look different.
Isaac? Scans are showing industrial power sources and transportation
any
networks.
Guesses?
That indicates the presence of multiple advanced, cities. Oh,
cities,
sorry, Isaac,
all
go ahead.
Operating at a 25th century level of development. Planet-wide population, 8.5 billion.
Is it just going to be an Earth planet?
In the northern hemisphere. They love going to Earth planets.
Mercer to Lamar.
Oh my god.
Confirmed forward scanners are functioning properly.
I mean, those are the, like,
confirmed, Captain.
Just the
I'm
best
seeing it here, too.
Planets.
I have no explanation.
2023
every
Earth.
Record of Neuron 1. Every scan ever taken shows a
except
desolate world.
Except there'll be some
correct,
slight
Commander.
Twist.
However, this scan does not.
Some little tell backward,
Hailing.
Thing they like
I think
to
it's just going to be Earth.
Nothing. Let me try a different channel. Scans show they have the infrastructure for communication.
Scans are really answering. Impressive.
Gordon, prep a shuttle.
You think they're gonna kidnap a kid from this planet?
The bridge and take the
probably.
Aye, sir.
Yeah, what are the odds? What do you think? Actually, let me find out. This is gonna factor into who gets the captain's kiss. Are they going to kidnap a child? Yes or no? I need a thumbs up or thumbs down.
You keep this scary nun away from that child.
I'm gonna say that. They're not going to kidnap a child, but they're either going to, like, take something else from the planet or fuck up a kid in some way.
Definitely.
Well, John Lamar's not going, so there's not going to be any statue humping.
No. Why?
Yeah, do you think he was not allowed to come?
Gordon, verify landing.
Yes, they're like, that was too far, John.
Verify,
last time.
Should be looking at downtown Manhattan.
Shut us down.
Okay, so it sounds like the only firm yes on kidnapping is Kevin.
Yeah, I'm trying to play it down the middle.
I see.
I'm a firm no. No kidnapping.
No kidnapping.
I'll turn in my stripes if there's a kidnapping.
Okay. Oh,
your
no.
Nun stripes?
You won't be
turn in my habit.
Nun of numbers anymore.
Wow.
And my fake fangs.
The stakes are high.
Damn.
Look, it's California. What?
So much for a day in the big city.
This shouldn't even be here. No forests on Naran 1.
Oh, how strange. No forests on Naran 1.
Okay, then what's that? That's
scans are confirming what we're seeing. These trees go on for thousands of square kilometers.
They that switched scene to kilometers.
Lamar here, Commander.
This scene really reminds me of, like,
what are
trying to make
showing?
Cities movies
gone,
in high
sir.
School with my friends, and it's just like
forest all
five
the
people
continent.
In the woods pretending
Captain,
like.
Look at this.
Go on. <platform.
laughs> Something about it just
several
seems so like amateurish, doesn't
direction.
It?
What are you, five
okay, just what
if
you walked
attending?
Up on
sir.
Them filming
oh,
this? And they're just
oh, you
like,
had Scott Grimes in your high school movies. Must have been a pretty fucking good movie then.
I had my friend Scott.
I got really confused. I got really confused when Kelly said into her little thing, Grayson to Orville. I was like, he's standing next to you.
She just wanted to get it on record.
Don't fucking come, God.
He should have turned to her, but he's too nice. He should have turned to her and said, I'm right next to you.
Yeah.
What the
hell? Oakwood High School.
This is like the gang goes back to high school is the premise of this episode.
Yeah, this is high school planning.
They were like, what if we just had an episode? What if this show was about high school instead of space?
The odds of them kidnapping a kid just went up so high. If this was like live betting Vegas, I'm locked in at such high odds, and you go, now it's like,
no, I don't think they will. I think they only like to kidnap little kids who don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay, I get that, yeah. You're saying in high school kids, when they get kidnapped, they know what's going on? Is that what you're saying?
Kids?
And they're cool with it?
No, that's not what I said. I think the little kid is more, likely to be cool with it. The little kid is like, yeah, sure, you could be my dad. I don't fucking know.
You're trying to like push this narrative that high school kids know what's going on when they're getting kidnapped. And that's,
I think they
and
do.
And that's really dangerous.
It's dangerous for them, yeah, when they get kidnapped.
Yeah. Especially if someone's told them, hey, you know what's going on. And they're like, maybe this, and they're saying,
so
I don't know
your
what's
narrative,
going on.
Your narrative is somebody kidnaps a high school kid, and they're just like, wait, what? Am I supposed to be with you? Is this my high school? This is right to me.
Answer me this. If a high school kid is kidnapped, do you think they're going to ask this question? What is going on? What is happening? Do you think they're going to ask those questions?
Vicinity of our location.
We're just
because they know something's wrong. Because they know, like, this isn't right. I know that this isn't right.
Okay.
Say again, Commander?
Anyway.
A high school. Like a 21st century high school.
Cherry, whatever her name is, was like, I wish I wrote for Riverdale instead of the Orville.
Yeah, fuck Cherry. Let's not fight.
I mean, I'm with her. I wish I was watching Riverdale. You got a redhead guy. That's it.
The school's closed because of COVID.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was that the does that line up with production? I don't think so.
That's probably how they
haven't done a pandemic episode though.
That's probably how they filmed in the school.
What is this place?
An old Earth high school in the middle of the forest on an alien planet, completely normal. They're digging.
Normal world. That was such like the mustard tweet.
We are
the
not
guy's
alone.
Like normal world. Everybody at home knows what I'm talking about. The mustard tweet.
Okay.
Mercer to Orville. Lamar, do you read?
Yeah, of course. The normal world mustard tweet that everybody knows.
These are dipping mustards.
Oh, okay.
Normal world.
Okay.
Now you know.
Tala.
What the?
That's not Tala can't even That's open? Too strong.
That's not
that's
right.
That's kind of insane.
Whoa, in science.
Something's not right here, I just have to say.
I think you're right. Yeah, actually, you're right, Kevin.
Yeah, factor
Good,
that
I think everything's okay.
Okay.
What?
Saved by the Bell.
Welcome to the Sex Offender Registry.
This is wacky. What's happening here?
None of them are like, okay.
Do
you mind?
She's not like, ah, you're a Bordas.
What?
You're like right in front of my locker?
I'd be like, ah, what are you?
Captain. They read us.
Yeah.
Here.
Excuse me.
Something very strange going on here.
Where are we?
We're in the hallway.
Who are you?
Ashley. This is a fun conversation, but I have to get to Bayou.
Hey, hey. What's today's date?
I think it's the 19th.
No, the year. What's the year?
Oh. What are you, high?
Possibly. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Tell him the date.
Could it be time travel?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
somehow
so.
I don't think so. All right, first things first, we need to find a way out.
They have.
Kelly and I will search this direction, the rest of you check those corridors down there.
No, they have. Back here in 10 minutes.
That makes no sense.
They have, like, virtual simulators. I think Scott Grimes should go find his... Scott Grimes should go find his 21st century girlfriend that he was so obsessed with.
Yes. And they can finally be together.
Exactly.
Are we saying this might be Simulator Planet?
It's not a subsurface tomographic analysis of the planet.
I have also run a full biometric scan.
Pimpy.
The shuttle appears to be intact, but there is no trace of the landing party.
All right. I'm sending down a rescue team.
Sir, that may not be wise. If they have been harmed, the same fate could befall a second contingent.
There are crewmates, Isaac. The Kalon may throw people away.
My favorite thing was just people being surprised when Isaac has no emotions.
To minimize the value of the missing officers, I merely suggest...
Hey, we don't have time to argue. Isaac, prep a second shuttle and take a security detail down to the surface. And bring Dr. Finn. They may be injured.
Grab all the key members of the cast.
Once Isaac and the doctor leave, the shuttle leaves. John just takes the ship and takes off. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Leave him down there.
He's like, try to put me in the fucking engine room. This is my ship now.
Hey,
I
want
to welcome you, crew, to the Lamar. This is now the Lamar.
do we know if there is Yafit on this season?
Which included Russia, England, and France, and the Triple Alliance, which consisted of Germany, Italy...
I don't remember seeing him so far.
Can I help you?
Perhaps. I am looking for a way out.
Well, I think you should talk to the guidance counselor. This is History 103. Are you supposed to
History
be
History 103?
Hey, just what in the hell do you think you're doing? Hey, knock it off! Okay, if the two of you don't leave right now, I'm calling the principal's office.
It's impenetrable, just like the doors. It could be a force field of some kind.
Out! Now!
Rip his head off, Tala.
She's like, just give me the order, boss.
Where's Gordon?
I hope he accidentally goes to, like, a talent show and has to sing a song.
Oh my god, I almost predicted that they were gonna... Someone was gonna punch a bully in the face, and I didn't.
What the hell is going on? Who are you?
Shut up. What? Randall wants his money, asshole.
Who the hell is Randall?
You're pissing him off. In a
case of a mistaken identity,
I seriously have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even know where I am.
That must have been so hard for Scott on set, you know, just letting these guys hit him when he's, you know. Basically.
And imagine how hard it is to act like it hurts.
Right.
He's such a good actor.
Come on, where is he, little bitch? I swear to God, I have no idea.
Acting like he can't breathe in the toilet, you know?
Okay. I'll get him his money, okay? I just don't have it right now. I need a little bit more time.
You've got till 3:15 to pay up, or Randall's gonna put you in a world of shit.
You got me? Yes. I got you. Yeah.
You know, Scott Grimes is gonna be in Oppenheimer.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, really, yeah. And it has counsel. He's going to be counsel.
Right.
Are we going to watch it for the podcast?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so.
We have to.
Do we have to watch all the other episodes of the Orville before we watch that?
I have no idea. They wouldn't tell me.
No.
Why would we have put such a, like, you know, rule on us?
Yeah. My God. What happened?
Any episode can be anything, Commander. That's
I just had a little run-in.
With who?
There's so many episodes of the Orville left.
Money.
After this, there's still seven more. 3:15
to pay some guy named Randall.
Yeah.
Captain, his wounds are real.
Which means that even if this is a hallucination...
Oh, boy.
We can be hurt.
We need answers.
Duh, Kelly, of course.
Because, and it, just the connection there, because this is kind of like an Inception type vibes. If like Inception was in high school, right?
Now what? Mm-hmm.
So this is probably where Nolan plucked him.
Yes.
Chris was watching this.
May we sit with you?
No.
Why not?
Because our table's full.
There are several available seats.
Not for you.
I am prepared to take them by force.
Fortis, let's...
Fortis. That's so mocking.
His head looks so dumb.
No.
Look at his head.
You have a five head.
You're making fun of his head, and he called her a five head.
Hey, we sit here?
Sure.
It's like a 12 head. What is he talking about?
Jeez, what happened to you?
Maybe you can tell me. Do any of you know a guy named Randall?
Yeah, of course. Oh, wait, dude, that's you?
Well, I don't know. I was just told I owe him money.
Yeah, everybody's been talking about it. Dude, you gotta pay him.
Who is he?
Pay him for what? Who is he?
I pay him not to beat you up. We've all been through it. I had to do it all freshman year. Then I got, like, massive on TikTok. He stopped messing with me.
How do you start writing
Flame is Graham.
The episode?
What?
They're saying that he's gonna come looking for you after school unless he gets
She really did his...
Where do we find this guy?
Say, like, straight up, okay, they go to high school playing
What happens if I don't pay him?
Yeah,
and everything's just regular, except for them.
And everybody thinks they're high school students when they're on the planet.
It's this year.
I feel robbed of the image of all of them, like, dressed as high school students. I feel right, really upset that the episode is not giving us that.
Especially since they basically did this before. And when they did, like, they did dress up.
What did they see Bordas as? You know? Who are they picturing when they see him? I want to see that.
Yeah.
Because then we get to see that our guy out of makeup, probably.
Oh, wow. That could be.
That would have been cool.
Oh, they could do that on an episode sometime.
Yeah. That's probably finale stuff, though.
Yeah.
Come on, this could be our way out.
Except for now, isn't Randall gonna come calling?
There's no sign of the shuttle. Grace into Orville?
What if they have to graduate high school?
He is anyone?
To escape.
Perhaps this... Randall.
It just shows them in all their classes, like studying, taking notes.
Me beat up? The guy wants to kill me?
It's the only lead we have. Maybe we can talk to him.
All right, let's find the bleachers.
Great.
Why are they afraid of Randall? They all have guns.
Yeah, wait.
There's like some like magic shit going on, and there's like something very weird.
We're looking for Randall.
You found him.
Sounds like a T-Rex.
Oh,
oh my
shit.
God.
Okay.
Blast off.
So all the kids in school came so that this monster...
Oh, I thought he was going to be like a storm.
Oh!
Why does this monster want money so bad? Like, what is he doing?
They should just throw more bleacher things at him. That works so well.
I know.
Wow. Why does the monster want money? This is capitalism. This is America.
He's too big to fit in the school. Oh, what?
Somebody changed the channel.
Still, the monster on this planet.
I'm gonna have to ask you folks to please take your seats. We'll be landing.
Uses what 2000 life on Earth to.
I guess we sit.
Capture
to
people.
To bully people who mistakenly land on the planet.
It's the same as before. Pressurized oxygen atmosphere. As far as the scans can tell, this is an ancient aircraft.
Captain, something happened when
my eyes went white
in the air.
What do you mean?
It was like my whole brain froze. You know, I was there, but I wasn't.
Were you in shock?
No. I mean, yeah, I was, but I've been in shock before. This was something different.
Perhaps whatever is causing these hallucinations is affecting our minds in other ways.
We don't know if these are hallucinations. I mean, you said yourself Gordon's injuries are real. And I think until we get to the bottom of this, we have to assume that everything is.
Smart.
That's right.
Don't walk around thinking it's all fake.
That's right. You shouldn't do that.
Do you think this episode is a metaphor about facing your fears?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if they've done one like that, but it could be.
I would have to pause and think about that for a while.
That is how we would usually do it.
These nobodies are gonna die, right? Yeah.
I would predict that one survives just because you can't, like.
Been to Orville?
But maybe
it reached the surface. It's exactly what it's supposed to be. Completely desolate.
Scans do not detect any other life forms. We appear to be alone.
Any sign of the captain's shuttle?
It's here. And its original landing coordinates.
So are they just seeing another weird vision? Or is this what it's really like?
All the dead bodies are gonna be in there or something?
Oh, yeah, maybe they're dead and they're in heaven.
Could you imagine?
That's what heaven is to you, a high school with a monster that wants to beat you up.
Well, I think it might be for Jerry.
Finta Orville. They're gone.
Down on an airplane. Atlantic Airways.
It's a Malaysia flight. 7 something.
Excuse me, ma'am. Hi. I'm a pilot, and I just wanted to let you know that if the folks in the cockpit need any help, I'm here.
You're in good hands, but I'll let them know.
Thank you.
What's wrong?
Well, these old planes were generally at the mercy of the atmosphere, but feels like they're going out of their way to hit the rough stuff. Every time we hit a smooth patch of altitude, they climb or they dip.
Crash.
What happens if we get hit?
Well, planes used to get hit by lightning more often than you think. Even old ones like this were designed to withstand it. That's not what's worrying me.
Just gotta let Scott get the controls.
Flight attendant.
Do you think Scott... Well, I mean, not Scott, but, Gordon Malloy, of course. But the character, do you think he could hug the donkey
going up
with a regular airplane?
Excuse me? Hey!
I think he could do anything.
Sir, what are you doing?
Sally, get this door open.
Ma'am!
You can hug the donkey with a paper.
There's no one.
Oh my god.
I need He's you like, to take
that's why.
Sir, excuse me.
Are you out of your mind? There's no one flying the plane.
I'm sorry, but I need all your
nuts. She's Randall.
Oh my god. Why is this episode how annoying flight attendants are?
Sorry, distracted.
Kelly got to punch another woman instead of getting punched by the guys all the time.
You know how to fly one of these things?
This episode is about how if you're in a plane and it's like there's turbulence, you should go, oh my god, and make sure there's actually people there. Because if not, you have to fly it. If the flight attendants try to stop you, you have to think about what's the greater good.
Flight director.
Fuel gauge lights on.
Oh, man. Fuel's low.
How low?
Low.
But you guys, this is not a real situation. Like, you...
See if you can spot a path.
You walk through a door...
It's all mountains out there.
Better hope not. An airplane.
We're dead.
Right, right.
No.
What?
Engines are out.
I guess, like the bullies, you have to assume.
There.
Flaps! I'm gonna have to fight her in. Me, come on!
He's so goated.
I know. No one else can do that.
Sully would have crashed. I know.
Oh.
Timmy shaking your head no. Sully wouldn't have crashed.
That's so good.
Sicko mode.
So this is Orville's biggest fear, and the last one was Gordon's biggest fear or something. So we've got three more of these?
Could be. That could be one.
To the back of the plane.
Wait, where did everyone go?
Uh-oh.
What the hell?
Now the door opens. But where does it lead?
Ah. Isn't that interesting?
Where are we?
That just looks like a wall. Why are you pushing
Bordis. Bordis doesn't look right.
Are we on Mokulus?
Captain, your head.
Ah.
It's like a Harry Potter type right. Store.
Are you sure?
Well, there's not much I can
I
do about it.
I was supposed to be telling the viewer the
there
listeners what's happening.
Chamber.
Are we? I thought they were watching along.
We should be commenting.
Yeah, we could check out
a little more. We're,
they're in some other place feeling. Now.
You said you
yeah, I'm getting a Orville zone. Yeah. In the Orville
I
zone.
I felt it too.
It was right and it makes it so hard it almost to, like, you know, I'm just in a state of bliss
like
and ecstasy.
Yes, exactly. Like your mind.
So it's hard to talk about
own.
It. But this sucks, man. There's this is really
we
sucks.
We could both use a brain scan.
So it's Bordis. It's Kelly. It's Strong Woman. It's Orville, yeah. And it's Scott.
It's giving Orville.
You know, for a second, when they first got onto whatever this place is, when the pit's camera panned to Tala, or, you know,
what
not Alara, for it a second, a I was like, oh, so this planet kind of does something weird to your face or something. But then I remembered, oh, no, she just always looks like that. I forget. Like, she's got those
Wait,
ridge
so those,
things on her head.
Those pods.
Like, they're I thought they were all going to be, like, you know,
we never should have left the ship.
Some kind of different alien now.
Should have smelled something was wrong at the start.
Let's look for an exit.
That would be fun if they all became a different kind of alien.
Yeah.
Why do you...
If the planet was like, now you're one of me.
We honor the dead by raising them. for a period of 9 days.
Well, that's kind of what those one is to monsters allow them did. To
resolve any unfinished affairs on Mokhlis before moving onward.
Kind of. Oh, with the infection or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Rub it.
He's from the Prometheus school.
Just trying to find out if
that's gorgeous or not.
Jesus.
Bordis?
Wow, it's all
you. It's you, Bordis.
It is. What the frick is going on in this episode?
He should be like, I'm not sure it's me. Let me check his private parts.
Where's Strong Woman?
Bordis, are you okay?
I'm very aroused.
Felt what?
I was, for a moment, outside.
I like when Tim said, where's Strong Woman? It was like a political statement. And what?
Like, where is the strong woman we need, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, explain the political statement.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a rise up, you know?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Come on.
Call to action type.
And the thing about Strong Woman is any of us can be strong.
Yeah.
Get that thing off.
Is that true?
Orville to Isaac.
It's like the same as superhero.
According to scanner logs, the landing party arrived without
incident. If you answer the call,
all five departed the shuttle. After that, there is no record of their whereabouts.
All right, you've done everything you can down there. Return to the ship.
Maybe there's something wrong with the shuttle.
How does he know they've done everything they can down there? They didn't look at all.
Indicates full functionality.
Yeah. Well,
what if we sent out a search party?
It's a big planet, Doctor. We need a lead. Besides, we've already had one team.
But you sent them down.
Return to the ship.
Oh no, stairs.
Oh,
at least they're going
down.
Is this Kelly or Strong? What's Strongman's name? I honestly don't know.
Tala, I think.
Tala or Kelly's nightmare?
Yeah.
I bet it's Tala's because then Kelly's going to be like that. Orville doesn't
Captain,
like her anymore or something.
About 1,000 meters down. Looks like an exit.
They should slide down the rails.
What's directly beneath us?
Scans show nothing.
Bottomless. Terrific.
There's the end.
Yeah. What? I would definitely be trying to speed run this whole...
Yeah.
You know, conquering fear or whatever thing.
Now where are we?
Oh, it is
called
her
it,
place.
Called
okay.
It.
On Solea.
Wow,
Solea.
Point for Tim.
Well, I guess now
I noticed
we know
how they haven't kidnapped any children yet either.
Oh.
Okay, well.
If we were on Solea, we'd be dead.
So, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, they're getting some sort of a signal.
It's a pattern. Repeated intervals.
Communication?
Possibly. From who?
Whoever is behind all this?
Or someone else in the same boat.
I like how they all added their little thing to...
Captain.
Yeah.
Put the pieces in the puzzle there. That was a real brain, like, group brainstorm session. I wonder if we could ever do something like that.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Definitely.
I bet almost every episode.
Gordon and I will take it across the lake.
Isolate, Ed. Several instances in every episode.
You stay here. I'll go.
If there's a possibility.
That's a nasty head injury.
What happened to his head?
Could have a concussion.
Oh, problem. Did the monster hit him?
We encounter anything hostile over there.
Wait, whose head?
Yourself for the risk.
The Orville. Why is
this
order,
Commander?
Oh,
yes, it is.
All right.
He was on the plane. He like bonked his head on the plane.
That's also an order.
And his eyes went white.
I'm really glad they didn't get Seth on the raft. I was afraid he was gonna do like a lot of Huckleberry. Been stuff. Wouldn't have been good. Keep him off there.
What would that entail? I don't really.
It's best.
Okay.
I wonder if it's old Morse code.
It's some sort
of. No, it couldn't be because of it. It was Morse code, Gordon.
I think it's like Great Gatsby. It's gonna be a lavish party.
It very well could be.
Hello, old sport.
You think it's going to be the Great Gatsby himself waiting there for the members?
It's going to be Leonardo DiCaprio in Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby.
Guys,
I saw it.
Hello, old sport.
Oh, I hope it's a Tulkun.
Want to ride in my Jaguar?
Oh, it's a big octopus.
No, it's the whale. It's Avatar whale.
What the hell is
that? Yeah, that's. I hope it's a Tulkun, but.
Wait. Look. What happened to the light?
Okay.
Hey, can you die?
That's fine.
Take a moment.
All right, let's go home.
I wrote so many letters.
Yo.
Well, no, this is okay. All right.
There's literally no way you could catch up to that this one, though.
Well, that's a strong woman.
Yeah, she's a strong woman.
To be a super swimmer, we don't know.
Yeah.
Because she's used to a much higher gravity.
So the doctor described
it. Oh, well.
Super swimmer.
Wait, that was Kelly. This is Kelly's after all.
Yeah, I guess this is Kelly's.
This was truly frightening and terrifying, and I'm crying right now that scene after that scene. Just so you guys
know. Yeah, it really.
And I'm really fucked up. I'm gonna be fucked up for a while. So.
Oh, she got her bat?
Kel.
And she, punched it.
Yeah, I'm okay. Captain.
Oh, it was her. Okay. Never mind.
I felt
Let me guess. Same thing we all felt. Out of your own body.
I felt
it got both of them.
Right before I lost consciousness.
Oh, who's next?
Well, I guess we go that way now.
No. That's enough. If you can hear me.
Yes, rise up.
They can swear now on Hulu.
So either kill us or let us go. Because I'm done with this bullshit.
Ooh.
You titty head. Cocksucker.
Titty head? Is that what you said?
Titty head.
So now where do we go?
Anywhere but there. This time we're not taking the bait. Come on.
All right, they're walking. The other direction now.
Yeah.
It's the same five. They're going up a mountain.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's very Lord of the Rings-esque.
So,
yeah, it's like California, but at night.
Yeah.
Just close your eyes. It's like Lord of the Rings, but one of them's holding a cell phone.
Yeah. If you close your eyes, it's exactly like that.
What is it?
A power signature emanating from that cave.
Oh, perhaps.
It's obvious. Why did they change their minds? They weren't playing by the rules, and now they're playing by the rules again?
It's like, it's basically Lord of the Rings, but one of them has a Game Boy. But Legolas keeps playing his Game Boy. The real talk, Lord of the Rings? Great, first of all, great book, great movie as well. Yeah. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna come on, just say that.
Depends. Right. Depends what you're into.
Yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah. Guess it's.
Yeah, the movie is, it kind of depends what you're into for the movies, because they left out Tom Bombadil. So.
Most of right, the right. Tom Bombadil.
Yeah. I'd say we. That kind of makes the book.
Bortus.
It appears to be a holographic.
Well, well, well. That,
it's decent, I'd say.
Is significant.
There is an axionic
shield in effect.
Classic.
Its frequency is.
It's crazy how much Led Zeppelin sung about Lord of the Rings. They're really into that shit.
The shield has been neutralized.
Just neutralize the shield.
Wow, Bortus. That was impressive, actually. He did that so fast.
I don't know. What is the shield? What did he do?
He neutralized it. It was there. Okay. It hurt. It hurt Gordon's hand. Oh, well, there they go.
So they broke free. Okay. They beat the game, the system.
So far, this episode is the equivalent of, like, it was all a dream. I had the craziest dream last night.
Damn, it was all a dream? I used to read Word of Magazine.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's like the whole Biggieverse.
It's Neuron 1. The real Neuron 1.
Right where we parked
well,
it.
Well,
well, well. Let's go home.
Mercer to Orville.
Lamar here, sir. What happened? Are you all right?
How much time is left in this episode?
I'll explain everything once we're back on board. Mercer out.
That's it. That's...
We should take these fragments
back.
I
don't know. What is the point?
Hold on. Captain Orville, there's a small child here. Let's take him on board. You guys heard
that? Oh, yeah, Kevin. Sorry.
Let's hide him and not talk. And not. You'll never see him. He's definitely with us. Sure thing, Lieutenant. This is dialogue from the movie. Show. It's like a movie.
It is like a movie.
A movie?
Imagine you pay $15 to go see this in the theater.
Who is this?
It's a residual polarization along the cognitive pathways of the cerebral cortex, and it's present in all five of you.
So whatever
you take
was,
your whole family, your one
this is
day off
of
the week.
A highly invasive neurogenic scan. Think of it as electromagnetic ayahuasca.
So you're saying we all just had a bad trip?
Partly.
It was ayahuasca? They couldn't even give it like some alien drug name?
Think of it like, yeah, exactly. Think of it like ayahuasca.
You said the device's power signature indicated a holographic generator.
Okay.
That is correct.
Well, if you shut off the safeties in our simulators...
Not like a brain manipulator, you know? Yeah.
Now, I'm just theorizing. But if this were a technology that combined neurogenic and holographic elements, in effect, they could split the workload. The holograms would outline the environment, and the neurogenic scan would prompt the brain to color it in. It would explain how such a small device was able to create such vast simulations.
To align and synchronize such technologies would require a highly sophisticated operating system.
Who'd be capable of that level of technology?
And why those specific illusions?
Lamar to Captain.
Go ahead.
We finished our analysis of the fragments.
Mm-hmm.
I think you better come to the lab.
Tim, what do you think you're going to be?
Like, who was behind it? I think the question is who was behind it. It was Derulio.
Familiar technology present within the device's components.
No, it was Blobbera. It was Blobbera.
It was Kalon.
Ooh.
It was Kalon.
Oh man.
Tell it.
Okay.
Kalon quantum signatures on your way back from Solea.
I did.
Then it's possible they planted the device on Neuron 1.
For what purpose?
Got me.
So the Kalon have figured out a way to mess
fucking
with our
great.
Minds.
This is right. Just fucking great. Oh my god.
With the Krill at our side, they can't outgun us. But with this,
so the Kalon did this for
if you
some
can
reason.
Control someone's perception of reality. Peaceful conquest.
That's the last
is easy.
Thing we need is the Kalon messing with our minds.
Yeah. How would you even know?
Between Tala's initial report of Kalon activity in the sector and what we've discovered on Neuron 1, I think there's something big brewing out here.
It looks that way. We'll dispatch a convoy to begin a tactical survey of the region. They'll be escorting a science vessel with instructions to retrieve the device fragments and return them to Earth for further study. They'll rendezvous with you at Neuron 1.
Thank you, Admiral.
Keep me posted with any new developments.
Halsey
out.
I wish it would have been
Admiral Halsey. Yeah, I know. It would be nice to be tuckered out.
Is this a two-part episode?
Sir, we're being signaled.
Oh, maybe it is. That would be funny if we accidentally...
Tell them the fragments is like a transport.
Aye, sir.
It would be also would be funny if approaching the system.
On screen.
It did just end in 10 minutes.
Captain, those are not Union ships.
K-1 is what the strong woman is?
No, it's what
Isaac.
Verify. It is a Union convoy.
Captain, they are K-1 spheres. It is possible there is another neurogenic device in use. You are being deceived.
Charge all weapons, prepare to go to Quantum.
Aye, sir.
Captain, we're not just
going to take his word for it.
If there is another device in use, Isaac is the only one who wouldn't be affected.
Or he's trying to trick us into firing on our own ship with their deflectors down.
Why?
With all due respect, sir,
he's a psycho.
I assure you, my statement is accurate.
Is it? You don't know what kind of sleeper programs the K-1
could have been. What if she's a K-1?
Sir, please, we can't trust him.
That's enough, Ensign.
She could be.
The vessels are closing.
I was saying, you're starting to sound like a K-1 yourself. I would say, little missy.
Cool, they added this new main character whose whole thing is just being racist.
And he's like...
saying, being like, no, I don't want to further the plot of the episode.
All sections reporting heavy damage.
Engage quantum drive.
Helm is not responding, sir.
Oh, they're still in the thing.
The quantum core has been fractured, Commander. We can't risk a breach.
That sucks because when your quantum core is fractured,
sir,
you can't just like repair that on the fly or anything.
Put her on.
You have to go into a shop.
It's not coming from the planet.
And it's going to take like 3 to 4 hours to fix.
Tala, can you hear me?
Damn.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I hear you. Are you on the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
Must
thanks for reacting.
Well, yeah, we've been trying to find you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I've been at the rendezvous point for 3 hours.
What?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want me back,
she
I'm
never
happy
even
to
got
take
back on
off,
the ship.
I'd
what
rather
the
get
heck?
Back to
work. What? Tala, we picked you up hours ago.
Oh no, she's a K-1.
We were at the rendezvous point.
The K-1's on the ship. The K-1 is the device.
Round one with the captain, Commander Grayson, Bordas, and Gordon. You all disappeared, and we've been trying to find you ever since.
John, I left Celaya 2 days ago. I came straight here.
Look, just meet
this
us
is like
orbit
an
M.
Night Shyamalan.
All right, I'll see you in a bit. Kiali out.
What the hell is going on?
Wow.
Isaac, you're still scanning, right?
Yes, sir. Still
we doubted
no
her, but Sherry went
play.
Off. Really, something going on
turn
here.
Fire!
Tactical array is down.
Deflectors are failing.
What's the point of, like, tricking you into thinking you're in a different place if it just changes into a random other different place every 10 minutes?
All hands abandon ship.
Like, that isn't good. That doesn't...
It's like, Art of War. You know, Art of War thing. You have to, like, mentally weaken. You have to create doubt in your enemy.
Some weird stuff is happening right now.
Spike! This would be a great prank episode.
Yep. Special guest, Halsey. George Clooney.
Admiral Halsey?
Dude, am I still tripping?
Happening.
She reveals herself. What the hell?
Girl Isaac.
Is it Cortana?
Don't be afraid, Captain. I'm not gonna hurt anyone.
I just want to kiss you, Captain. You're
oh
just
God,
so hot. I did this all. Can I go on a date with you? Watch.
Are you responsible for all this?
Guilty as charged. You still look unsettled. It's really okay. You can relax. Can I offer you some tea?
That's the tea.
Well, pass, thanks.
She really served them the tea.
I understand. You want to know what's been happening.
Who's this actor?
Yeah.
Probably like Scarlett Johansson.
I mean,
Kate Blanchett.
Based on my experience, it could be
we never left the
Jason
planet.
Alexander.
A point for Gordon. You're correct.
What have Miranda, you know, I watched Tar.
Oh, she's fine. Don't worry.
Oh, did you?
In fact,
and it was good. It was good. Right, I liked it.
Safe and sound.
Yeah.
You still haven't told us who you are.
It was a little scary at times.
But you knew my ancestors.
Oh, with like the
ancestors.
When she's like,
oh God,
seeing things or whatever.
Our goddess.
Yeah, it was a little spooky.
Oh my God. You guys.
What? What's going on?
Sorry, we're going to Tar.
Just Leo.
About 2 years ago, by your perception,
listen to what
you
she's saying
encountered
right
a planet
now.
Locked in what you would call a multiphasic orbit.
That's right. Every 11 days, it would enter our space.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay.
And also during that time, you watched as a religion sprang up.
The Kelly religion. Oh,
God.
Thanks to your clumsiness amid one of our more primitive eras.
What's going on here?
I'm sorry for that.
Ancient history.
The Kelly religion is back.
Is that why you're here? To check up on us?
No,
this is Kelly. This
we've
is more
been
Kelly.
You for some time. And don't worry, we're very discreet. But your significance to our past made you a logical choice, or at least as good as any other.
A choice? For what?
By your chronology.
Now, is she Tron?
50,000 years of I won't bore you with the details, but suffice it to say, we advanced.
You've evolved 50,000 years.
Evolved is an arcane term in this case. Evolution is
don't make me laugh, Kelly, using the word evolved.
A trial and error emerges with a barely adequate excuse.
Kelly, you inspired us to
take
a very advanced eugenics program and put it into play.
And guide it with greater efficiency.
And let's just say, things moved much faster.
Yeah.
You're immortal.
What?
Star, Captain.
The cultivation of
a mind
is a lot less stressful when you don't know what you have done.
None of this explains why you created these hallucinations.
Oh, everything you experienced was real. Think of them as custom-made micro-universes, tailored just for you. The content was gathered
so they made
from
the Matrix
and cultural databanks. That's not what mattered. What did matter is that each of you experienced a moment when you thought you were going to die. And we were there to experience it with you. I apologize for the brief disorientation.
Wait, why do they need them to think they're going to die?
Why would they want to experience death? Okay,
it's all being answered for me.
But after a while, the drive to advance begins to atrophy. Once you've seen it all and done it all and time has no worth, all that's left is idle play. We become complacent. Because
what do you think about the Celtics this season, Kevin?
That's why we had to see it through your eyes.
Well, I'm glad you got your existential rocks off, but the fact is,
you pledged
you
got your
help.
Existential
rocks off. It was all in the interest
off.
Of knowledge.
You poke a worm to see what it'll do. You could still kill the worm.
Centuries ago, my people used other species for experimentation in the name of knowledge. Didn't take us 50,000 years to realize it was wrong.
You were never in any real danger, I promise you that.
What's it like?
It's not a British for a second there.
You outgrew your gods and your nations as we
did. Like, what's it like?
You left your training wheels behind and you made it to the stars. Your next hurdles are really no different. You simply must outgrow self. These abstractions that you inhabit for now. Captain, explorer, husband.
Is she hit?
Man.
It kind of seems like
they are irrelevant.
She's hot
you
for him.
The cosmos.
Yeah, she's.
And when you do,
she like. She was just speaking directly to him. She was like, you know, you, a man,
you're an interesting
have to become
species.
One with something.
Yeah.
They should have asked for her help in defeating the robots.
Mercer to Orville.
Yeah, really.
Their technology is like so much better.
We're all right.
Yeah, if you guys are bored, if you're so bored.
What happened?
We ran into an old friend.
What's our sir out?
Kalon device really there?
No, I guess no. No, because
that was all fake too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was somebody's scary moment.
It was like a glass onion, you see.
Here's to reality.
Many layers.
Oh my god.
You know, it's interesting. As far beyond
this
us,
was a better mystery by are, far.
There's one thing we have in common. Neither of us can fathom our own mortality.
Kevin, when we were talking about Tar. Die, it's I thought Tar was what you watched and didn't, and you didn't, and you didn't like it.
Yeah. Big funeral.
You know what? I started watching Tar and I was like, what is this?
I'm not talking about your funeral.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Actual death.
And then it's one day I was like, let me just see. I was like, people are saying it's good. I was like, what?
Yeah, but even in that scenario, I just had to get through the beginning. As an observer,
yeah. And I convince you to have a life changing experience.
Basically, yeah. And now everything is different now. I'm seeing the world differently.
We do. Great.
Death is
love
an
that.
Essential part of life.
Yeah.
It is a noble
right. I saw Megan
passage.
On Friday.
Now, that's the
ooh, no spoilers.
Conventional philosophical wisdom, but
yeah, I was wrong. It was not bad. It was
you'd
it
live forever
good.
If you could.
Okay. What do you think? Is it a robot or not? What do you think?
I want to see what happens.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
I'm going to go see Puss in Boots tomorrow. Ooh. People are saying it's good.
I learned a lot about that on The Challenge recently.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah. It was really
first,
good.
Oh, Miranda, we got to talk about The Challenge. Because
yeah, we should
episode's done, by the
talk
way.
About that for a while. Oh, yeah, that's the end of the episode.
Or wait, in the credits. We have to do the Who's Line thing where we make jokes about names in the credits.
The John Favreau?
Yeah, he's a consultant, I guess. Yeah, so, much less star-studded guest appearances.
This person that wrote for Family Guy. This was a very Family Guy-esque episode.
That's true. It did keep cutting away.
Yeah.
I did think, I will give credit to Cherry. I thought this was pretty good for an episode of the Orville. By Orville standards, I thought this was pretty good. It was, like, surprising. It wasn't super funny, but...
Yeah. Next time I was there, Cherry put the kidnapping, child kidnapping on screen. Don't just have the audio in the background because it's...
We should get Cherry on the podcast and be like, you've written the best episode of the Orville.
We just wanted to say that. You can leave now. That's,
That's like, how did you do it?
Greggy will give her the captain's kiss and then she'll leave.
Yeah, and then we don't have to, you know, unpack anything or answer for anything. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that. Much like how I liked this episode, but what's my rating? I'll never tell until after everyone else has.
Oh, shit. I guess I'm going to give it a 50,000 out of 50,000 years that society has advanced to immortality.
Wow, okay. Thank you, Miranda. I didn't have to drag it out of you.
No, I thought of a number and I had to get it in.
Thank you. Anybody else have a rating?
I got one. I'm going to give it 3 hours out of 3 hours that she was waiting at the rendezvous point.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that because I'm going to give it 2 days, which is how long ago they had dropped her off at the plant.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to...
Which is a perfect score.
I have to agree with Kevin. A 2 is the correct answer, but for a different reason. I give it 2 out of 2, never seen before red uniformed characters that survived the episode. against all odds.
Maybe. No, they were fake. They were part of the
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, there were those two guys that we were like,
I just watched this episode. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Who? Who are those two guys? Who?
When? What did we see them?
Well, I mean, it was a thing. When it happened, it was part of the podcast that happened earlier. There were two guys. The Dr. Quinn, she went down on the planet. It did turn out to be an illusion. So I guess maybe my number is an illusion number. So I guess maybe it is wrong. But anyway, so they went down on the planet, and there were two guys in red uniforms that we've never seen before, and we talked about their chances of survival.
Okay.
Yes, this was just a short time ago.
I feel like I feel like you're Mandela affecting me, but it's okay.
All right.
This is an incredible episode. Cinema at its peak. Martin Scorsese, that's a direct quote from him. So yes.
And he's hard to please. He doesn't like the Marvel films, and those are awesome.
Here, I actually have an audio tape of Martin Scorsese. You want me to play it?
Oh, his review please. Of this. Yes, please.
This was absolutely beautiful. I saw it in a 70mm at the screen. Beautiful screen. It was absolutely beautiful. Cinema at its finest. It is nothing like that Marvel shit. It's garbage. It's a roller coaster. This was emotion. It brought out the vibes. It was mostly vibes. That's no cap. And that's from me, Martin Scorsese, kid. Peace out.
Hey.
So he's trying to
He really liked it.
He's trying, but he's also... Oh. I think his daughter has a TikTok, so he's trying to she probably told him to say that at the end.
Yeah.
But he liked it.
He really liked it. I can't blame him. It was a great episode. I thought it was very intriguing.
And he saw it on a 70mm screen. That's important.
He saw it on a 70mm screen? Wait, how many inches is that?
It's 4 inches, right?
It's 2.75.
It's less than 4 inches.
He saw it on half of a phone screen.
It was like
I watched it on my Apple Watch. Nokia.
Wait, I learned something interesting. Martin. I learned something interesting about this season of The Orville. You want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay. The season was initially announced as consisting of 11 episodes, but one of the episodes was not filmed due to pandemic-related travel restrictions. Titled Sympathy for the Devil, it was instead adapted as a novelization written by McFarlane. And there's and we could all
That's got to be on the banned book. That's got to be a banned book.
And it takes place, I'm looking at the synopsis, it takes place in 1914.
What?
Yeah, it's me. is an episode of The Orville. Takes place in 1914 called Sympathy for the Devil.
Well,
it's 108 pages.
You have to read.
Is that what I'm hearing?
There's an audio book version.
Oh, okay.
It was going to be an episode of The Orville, then
he made it into a book instead. Yes.
But is the book like The Orville in The Orville? Is the book The Orville? I guess is it, or is it just something else?
The book The Orville. What does that mean? Are you saying is the book? When you say The Orville, are you talking about the show
or the Orville characters? Or the guy? Yeah, the guy. I guess not the show because it's a book. But is it about the guy?
Yeah, that's what I thought you were asking. Yeah, yes, it's about all the characters.
And they're like leaving a ship, but it takes place in 1914.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't read the whole synopsis because I don't want to spoil myself, but...
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I guess, I'm hooked. I have so many questions, so...
Here's the first line of a review of the novel. Kudos to Seth MacFarlane for a remarkable novella, Sympathy for the Devil, which peels the onion of our reality and seasons it with tears.
Okay. Not my idea of a great night out to eat, but...
Oh, apparently it includes spoilers for the first 8 episodes of this season.
Oh, okay. So we can't do it until then, at least. But it does say it's a novella. That's shorter. A novella is shorter.
Yeah, it's 108 pages.
So
I think it's in Spanish.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, wow, you can translate it for us, Kevin.
Si. No problemo.
Well, for me.
Mi amigo, sure, no problemo.
No, I'd love to hear Kevin's translation of this.
Si, Miranda, no problemo.
Okay.
Para mí es no problemo.
I imagined you would be translating the Spanish into English for us, but instead you're just going to translate what we're saying.
No problem.
Oh!
My friend, no problem. Miranda, no problem. I will translate it.
Wow, there's this review of the book. It's, the length should have been reduced by 50% or more. Very poorly written. Maybe I'd be impressed if this was a junior achievement contest, but as a fully grown adult this, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, Seth wrote it.
I mean, if you watch the Orville, what are you expecting?
Oh, wait, this came from R. Moses. Do you think it's Robert Moses?
Yeah, probably.
Sure. Who's that?
The guy who built all the roads in New York City and destroyed all the transit. Yeah. He's like a name people know that's not a thing only I know.
Miranda, you knew about it?
Moses, yeah.
Huh? You knew about Robert Moses?
Yes.
Okay. Greggy, you knew too?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So like half of the United States. No, I would say.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So long as Tim and Miranda know about those things. Then we can tap into their knowledge, Kevin, and it's fine that we don't know.
It's really no one's expertise. Like, historical.
He's not
human.
An alien. Kevin wouldn't know.
Well, so that was us watching that episode. I think this experiment went pretty well. It's hard. I feel like my brain is 10 sizes too large because I have all this great Orville information in my mind, but I think that worked out pretty well.
We have brain swelling.
Yes. Yes. Let's see. For a captain's kiss this week, it seems as though Kevin did lose the bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? No.
Miranda also... No. Kind of lost because I don't think they.
Did we say that I lost? I don't know.
Well, because there were no children at all in the episode.
No, so. But I didn't. I said they weren't going to kidnap a child, but there was that religion android or whatever, immortal lady. She sort of like reverse kidnapped herself and put herself on the.
She went back on the ship. Oh. Yeah, and she, much like a child, thinks she is immortal.
I would say it's a little more closely aligned with what I said.
That's a good point. They're
both kind of right. And Tim is right, because he said it wasn't going to happen, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, but she was like a child with playing mind. So bored. Child, little bored playing games. Very childish.
They did kinda just like trust that she was immortal. They didn't even try to shoot her or anything.
Yeah. Yes, they should have, you know, tried.
They should have been like, Kelly should have like put the gun to her head like Trinity and said, dodge this. Like, that would have been awesome.
Dr. And then, Finn like, should have performed an autopsy, etc.
Some techno starts playing.
But I think the captain's kiss this week would have to go to Marty himself, Mr. Martin Scorsese, for the wonderful review he gave to this episode. It's one of the best we've ever seen.
That's good. He could use a kiss.
Yeah, Marty.
That's for
He's so grumpy.
Cheer him up a little bit.
Yeah. It's like, geez, live a little, dude. It's just a movie.
Yeah, I personally love the Marvel films, so.
And much like, God, what's our first name? Who needs a TV, whose TV was in the lake? So, yeah.
Eric.
We need
Eric.
Yeah, much like Eric with the TV, we need to get Marty a bigger screen.
Yes. It's dire. I don't want to give him a hard time. I'm surprised he can even see anything on it because he's in the advanced, you know, he's advanced age.
I think he can just
hold out a lens, you know.
He could probably just like mount it to. You think it mounts to his Coke bottle lenses?
If I hold the screen, if I hold the screen really close to my eyes, it's like really big.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, that's a little clip I have. That's a clip. I have.
You got the whole soundboard out?
Yeah.
I feel bad. You pulled the whole soundboard out and you've only used it twice. Use it a couple more times, please.
These Marvel movies suck.
They're so small. Oh, Iron Man is so small.
Okay. I'm glad I gave him the kiss. He really deserved it. So that was this episode of the History of the Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Your promise is now over. You can pause the podcast if you need to. You can go about your business. Thank you for following along. And if you didn't, just know you have no honor. You're basically like you're worthless. Like, what is wrong with you? What are you thinking? You made a promise and then you broke it.
Trash.
Mostly I'm just disappointed in you, honestly. That's all I want to say. And I'll just leave it at that. Thanks for listening, everybody else. I don't want to, you know, drag things down for the people that were able to stick to their word. Great job to you guys. I don't want to, you know. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Buzzcast.net.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.